The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
The BRP Modified Tour rolls into the Expo Speedway at the Trumbull County Fairgrounds for the sixth time in its history. And this season, two races have produced two different winners. Chad Brockman taking the opener at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. And most recently, it was Ricky Rickner taking the win at Erie's. Here at Expo, Rex King is the two-time winner. Can he make it three wins, or will there be a new name added to the list at Expo? We're about to find out. It's round number three of the 2013 BRP Modified Tour at the Expo Speedway. Next, here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Tonight's broadcast of the BRP Modified Tour at the Expo Speedway at the Trumbull County Fairgrounds is brought to you by Rod End Supply. At Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them. And by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. Championship race teams like Donnie Schatz depend on quality parts to make it through a season. That's why they and other champions rely on Rod Ends from Rod End Supply.
Hi, this is Bob Douglas, and for 23 years, we have been delivering the best quality rod ends on the market with on-time deliveries, customer service second to none, and this philosophy will continue.
To learn more about Rod End Supply, call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902 or visit them online at rodendsupply.com. Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them. And welcome back to Expo Raceway here in Trumbull County Fair. Denny McNanny, who is the new president of the BRP Tour, joins us. Denny, great to talk with you. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you very much for coming up today, this beautiful day, and joining us for the race tonight. And we hope we have a good time here tonight and good racing.
Well, finally, Mother Nature has given us a nice day after a lot of rainouts early for a lot of people throughout the Northeast here. But, you know, I was looking back on the stats over the years, hard to believe 15 years of the BRP Modified Tour has now been around. And as you take over the reins, what are some of the things that you're hoping to accomplish as the tour begins its second 15 years of existence?
Well, we hope we can continue racing the way we have been. We've had good car counts in the past. We hope to increase car counts every year, and we hope to get more racetracks involved in our tour so we can have more places to go race and bring our tour to them and show them what we have.
Over the years, the number of races has fluctuated from a lot to just a handful, and this really is a working man's tour. Have you talked to the board about trying to find a set number, maybe a happy medium for everybody involved that would get them out to have enough races, but give them, as has been the history of this tour over the years, the opportunity to still race at their weekly home tracks?
We look at that every year. We try to go with somewhere around 12 if we could get it, but this year we're down a little bit. But it's really hard for us to do our racing and not hurt the local tracks. That's what we try to do. We try to run our races opposite them when they're not running and make it fair for everybody.
And as far as the BRP Modified Tour is concerned, what is your favorite part about being involved with this tour?
Well, I enjoy racing. I've always enjoyed racing over the years. I used to be an avid sprint car person. When I got married, my honeymoon was at Williams Grove Speedway. So, you know, sprint car, we went 12 years to Knoxville, and I just got involved in racing. I've worked at local racetracks as security, so this is sort of fit right into what I do, and I enjoy doing what I do, and this is fun to get involved and keep things going. Outdoor, stuff like that. So the modifieds is the next best thing right now, and to me it's the best thing in our area for what we got.
Race number three tonight here at Expo, as you look towards the end of the 2013 season and look towards 2014, what is one of the goals that the club would like to achieve, and what type of momentum would you like to take in into year number 16?
Well, I'd like to continue the year out and have a good year. Hopefully we don't get any rain outs this year, the rest of the year. We got some big races coming up, Wayne County next Friday night coming up, and then we got Mercer Speedway. We got a double show coming at Sharon Speedway this year, which we're enthused about getting into the Lou Blaney Memorial again this year. And then we have the Fall Apple Fest at Lernerville. Then we finish out down at Lernerville with the Stampede at the end of the year. So I guess as long as everybody's safe, we have a good year, and hopefully we can get some other racetracks involved next year and come back stronger than we are this year.
Well, Denny, we appreciate taking time out here to join us on our pre-race show before we get running tonight here at Expo. And again, thank you guys as always for having us here to bring Western PA, Eastern Ohio, Big Block Modified Racing to the global internet audience.
Thank you very much for coming up and spending the time with us tonight. I know it's a long drive for you to come up here to do it, and we appreciate it. It looks like the weather's going to be beautiful, and hope we have a good evening tonight. And thank you very much.
Denny McNanny, the president of the BRP Tour, joining us here on our pre-race show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have heat race action for you. You're listening to the BRP Tour on the DirtTrackChannel.com from the Expo Raceway in Trumbull County, Ohio.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Back here at the Expo Raceway at the Trumbull County Fair, along with Lou Long. I'm Sean Wood. Great to be back with you here, Lou. First time for us here with the BRP Modified Tour, although it is the sixth time in the Tour's 15-year history they have been here. It's our first time broadcasting a race. It's good to be here tonight.
Good to be working with you again, Sean. It's been a while.
It has indeed. And beautiful night, Mother Nature throwing a lot of rain in the area yesterday, but the track in excellent condition. We have three heat races for you, 25 cars signed in. The top 20 in the BRP Modified Tour have showed up tonight. And so here's how they will line up for heat race number one on the pole, starting from Sandy Lake, Pennsylvania. That's Chris Haynes. Starting alongside Chris from Portageville, New York, it's Ron Cartwright Jr. Row number two out of Hubbard, Ohio, it's Rick Ryder, the lone Ford, I do believe, in the field. And Chad Brockman out of Sanborn, New York. Chad, the current points leader by 8 points over Kevin Hoffman. Row number three, Mark Frankhauser now calling Altoona home. And alongside of him out of Grove City, it's Steve Barr. Row number four, it's Rex King Sr. out of Bristolville, Ohio. And alongside of him, Don Brown from Harmony, Pennsylvania. And rounding out the field from Lewiston at New York, it's Randy Chrysler.
Now, an interesting little note here is that Rex King is driving one of his son's backup cars tonight. Rex took a tumble in the Modified Tour race at Erie's on Sunday, and the car isn't DOA, but it's certainly in critical condition.
Modified Tour up at Erie's, as Lou mentioned, on Sunday, and it was Rick Rickner picking up the win. Chad Brockman picking up the win at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, as well as Lernerville. And that was the makeup one from last year.
Correct. So the Lernerville show did not count for 2013 points.
But speaking of Chad Brockman, he is our points leader by 8 points over Kevin Hoffman. Ron Cartwright is third coming into tonight's race with 78 points. Dave Murdick is fourth with 76, and Rick Rickner is fifth with 74, who also is tied with Jeremiah Schengeldecker and Rex King Jr. all have 74 points. Eighth is Rex King Sr. with 71. Chris Haynes, our pole sitter, is ninth in the points with 66. And Steve Barr and Mike Turner round out the top 10 with 64 points each. This coming after just two events so far. Next Friday night, Wayne County Speedway in Oroville, Ohio.
I'm really looking forward to that one, Sean. It's been a long time since the Modified Tour raced at Wayne County. Jim Weller Sr. was the winner. Jimmy Jr. was the winner at Wayne County the last time the Tour raced there. And I think that was in his rookie year of modified racing.
And we have a beautiful evening here. Blue skies. One of the more interesting things happening here at the fair is the helicopter rides. And Lou and I were talking about the last time we saw helicopters
flying over a racetrack. And I go back to, it had to be, let's see, I was living in Charlotte. So it had to be the early 2000s, and they had a World of Outlaw race, and they brought in a helicopter to get the track dried out because it was such a deluge of rain the day before.
And we had a repeat of that a couple of seasons ago at Sharon Speedway for a World of Outlaws event. They brought the Carrillas, one of the co-owners of the Speedway, brought in a helicopter to help dry out the track after a huge rainstorm in the afternoon.
And here at Expo Raceway, as you mentioned, this is the fifth time that the series has been here. Rex King with two wins. Last year's points champion, Brian Weaver, Dave Murdoch, and Russell King, each with one win apiece. Our flagman has given us the indication we will go racing next time by very unique track. 5/8 mile, very big, very fast, and a dog leg coming out of turns 3 and 4.
And, folks, that's 5/8 on the inside, so this is a really big speedway.
And, unfortunately, in the heat or in hot laps, Dylan Barr flipped and found out just how fast this place is. Well, we're set to go 2x2 now, the first heat race of the night. Two cones over off of turn number 4. It's the start zone. And, well,
I think we had a little problem with that one.
Yeah, Chris Haynes, our pole sitter, and Ron Cartwright had different opinions as to where the start was.
Well,
it was a very slow start, as it was anyway.
It was, but in fairness to Chris, the officials did move the cones after the hot lap session. So
they moved them down just a little bit. They said they were going to talk to some of the drivers to get their thoughts as to where a good start zone would be between turns 3 and 4. And now we will have the cars lined up 2x2, and they're lined up in a good 2x2 formation right now. It's going to be up to Chris Haynes to kick the wheel. They come off of turn number 4, and we are under green. And it's going to be Chris Haynes showing the way. Ronnie Cartwright's running right there in second. Here comes Chad Brockman. Brockman looks to the inside, makes a move. He moves up in the second spot as they go down the back stretch for the first time tonight.
Brockman takes over the second spot. Now he's giving chase to Chris Haynes. We have them coming off of turn number 4 here.
Lap number 1 in the books. Chad Brockman continues to hunt down Chris Haynes here in the opening moments of the first of 3 heat races for the BRP Modified Tours. Those two have pulled away, leaving Ronnie Cartwright back a little bit. He is in third, then it's Steve Barr in fourth, and Rex King Sr. making his way up to fifth.
It's interesting to see how well Brockman's 358 is performing here at the Big Expo Oval.
And the small block now continues its pace through the middle of turns 1 and 2, losing a little bit of ground to Chris Haynes as they work their way down the back stretch and then that number 3 corner. They pull away quite a bit now from Ron Cartwright as Haynes bobbles over there through 3 and 4, opens the door off of turn number 4 for Chad Brockman, but he cannot capitalize that time by.
We had Don Brown exit the speedway on that lap.
Battle for fourth right now as Steve Barr is under attack from Rex King Sr. as they swing off of turn number 2 and down the back stretch and go down to that number 3 corner. Tippy-toeing right now, as the track is still a bit on the dusty side. Not much of a high groove at the moment here, as we have the halfway mark this time by.
And Rex got hung up on that loose stuff in 3 and 4 and lost a position.
Chris Haynes is your race leader. Chad Brockman about 10 car lengths back in second, and it's a good 15 car lengths to Ronnie Cartwright Jr. in third.
And then that looks like Randy Chrysler in fourth now.
Yeah.
With Steve Barr and Rex King.
Wow, Randy just shut around those guys. King and Barr were battling for position, and here comes Randy from the inside of row number 6 in heat race number 1. So he is on the move early on.
Well, Randy has a score to settle with this place. He was really coming up through the field in the feature last year and lost the car in turn 3 in a big wreck. So he wants to get this one under his belt.
To the go sign this time by 2 laps to go. Chris Haynes out of Sandy Lake continues to be your race leader. Chad Brockman running in second. They have really put a lot of distance between them and Ronnie Cartwright in third. Randy Chrysler in fourth, Steve Barr in fifth, and Rex King Sr. in sixth as the white flag comes out for our race leader, Chris Haynes.
And all cars will transfer out of the heat races tonight. There will not be a B main.
25 cars in attendance here. They come off a turn number four. The checkered flag will fly. And from his pole position, Chris Haynes will pick up the win here in heat race number one. And Chad Brockman is second.
We had King taking a peek under Barr as they went down the backstretch, but Barr beat him into the corner.
With third place going to Ron Cartwright Jr., Randy Chrysler fourth, Steve Barr fifth, Rex King in sixth, Mark Frankhauser in seventh, and the lone Ford Rick Ryder rounding out the field. So Chris Haynes picks up the win here in heat race number one. Heat race number two will line up like this. The ageless one, Carl Murdoch, in his 54th year of racing, is on the pole. Al Butler, Joe Kubunik out of Lockport, New York, makes up row number one. Steve Fetter out of Butler and last year's Rookie of the Year, the Lunderville Speedway, Bob Warren out of Slippery Rock, make up row number two. Carl's son, Dave Murdoch, out of Butler on the inside of row number three. Alongside of him, it's Rex King Jr., affectionately known as Cooter, from Bristolville, Ohio. And then row number four, it's Brad Rapp from Shippensville. And waiting to see, no, we do not see Dylan Barr, who took a nasty flip. He's out of Volant, and hopefully he is okay. But when you see a jersey barrier pushed back that far, you know you've hit pretty hard.
Brad Rapp is soon to be Dr. Brad Rapp.
Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
He is completing his rotations in physical therapy. I think he has two more rotations to go, and then he will be Dr. Brad Rapp.
Good for him. That's great news. Here they come now off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. Kubunik's going to get the jump over Murdoch as they head off down to that number one corner. Steve Fetter working to the inside of Dave Murdoch. As they swing off of turn number two and go down the back stretch, they'll get in single file as they work their way into turn number three.
Joe Kubinek with his small block is leading the way. Carl Murdoch holding down second, and Davey is stalking his father. Coming off of four, we've got a battle here, Sean.
That we do. Father and son and Cooter King making his way into a three-car battle for second, and it's the son making the move on his father. He's up in the second, and as that happened, that opened the door. Rex King Jr. now up into third.
Carl Murdoch sits in fourth, and Steve Fetter's running fifth, and Brad Rapp is now making a move for position.
And I'll tell you what, right now, Dave Murdoch, who started on the inside of row number three, is starting to reel in our race leader, Joe Kubunik. He's hiking that left front off of turn number two. That's we have not seen yet this evening.
No, he's getting a lot of forward bite, and that's really pretty surprising considering the track conditions we're dealing with.
And he's looking to the outside as they flash past the start-finish line here at the Expo Raceway down in that number one corner. Kubunik still has about a three-car length lead, but again, hiking that left front off of turn number two, Murdoch makes up some time down the backstretch.
And just as you say that, Rex King Jr. is closing in for the third spot, but he hits a rut, bounces away, loses several car positions.
And gets loose off of turn number four as our top three have pulled away with Steve Fetter running in fourth, Brad Rapp running in fifth. Sixth is Mike Turner, and seventh is our pole sitter, Carl Murdoch. They worked their way down the backstretch. We have got a battle for the lead.
That's right. Dave Murdoch was right on Kubinek's tail coming off of turn number two, and he draws right back there again coming off of four.
Yell, yell, yell on the speedway here as we have one car coming to a stop. That is Carl Murdoch over in turn number one. And so we're under caution for the first time tonight, just as his son Dave was making a move on our race leader, Joe Kubunik. He hit a rut and that just kicked the car sideways and almost broke his momentum. But he somehow gathered it back in and kept going.
Well, the track is very soft with all the rain that we've had in the area the last couple of days. The track is very soft, and these very powerful modifieds are opening up a few holes, and hopefully the guys can navigate around them. We might see the track crew take a crack at smoothing it out a little bit.
Interesting to note here in this heat race, the 96 of Bob Warren, Bob's Custom Repair Incorporated, that is their main business. He started racing. He was racing some drag boats, did some figure eight demolition derby, and now he's popped into a modified.
Well, we don't ask them how they get there. We're just awfully glad they do.
That's for sure.
New driver into the modified class.
In talking to Carl Murdick, he was telling me his first car was a 1936 Chevy Coupe, and he ran back in the days at Butler, Mercer, Newcastle, Meadville Fair, and he's been doing it for 54 years. And his son, Dave, started back in 1979. So a lot of history, a lot of tradition, yep. Not only with the Murdicks, but a lot of families throughout Western PA, Eastern Ohio, when it comes to the modifieds, as we're back to green here. And what a jump and a move to the inside Dave Murdick gets. He is your new race leader. Here comes Rex King trying to get underneath. And we have several cars coming together back in the pack here. And it is Brad Rapp, Steve Fetter, and Bob Warren. So three cars coming together on the inside of turn number one down by the Ute tires as we just went green. And Dave Murdick made a strong move on the outside of race leader Joe Kubunik. And now we're back under caution.
Well, Dave loves these high-speed tracks, and he's really showing some muscle here tonight in the early going.
Looks like everybody but Steve Fetter has pulled away from the accident scene at the moment. They appear to be looking at the right front of the car. And tough break for these guys coming off of that tough night of racing up at Erie's Speedway.
That it was. It was a good night at Erie's, but a little hard on equipment. We had one 9-car pileup, I believe, in the feature that sidelined quite a few cars. But most everybody's got things put back together and ship shape here for Thursday.
Do want to give a quick shout out to Union number 268, the Carpenters there in Sharon. That Dylan Barr, who would have been in this heat had he not flipped. That's what he does. He works with Union 268 as a carpenter and been doing it for 3 years. So hats off to the Union boys who do a great job.
We've got somebody going off on a hook, you say?
Steve Fetter going off on the hook. Green flag is back out in the air. This time it's going to be a drag race. Four-car battle down in that number one corner, and it's going to be Dave Murdick getting the point, and Rex King Jr. comes with him. They shuffle Joe Kubunik out of the racing groove, and Brad Rapp, the doctor-to-be, he moves up in the third, all in a span of a half lap.
That was not a good restart for Joe, and he's fallen back to fourth, and now he's under siege from Bob Warren.
Bob Warren, last year's Rookie of the Year, now at the Lernerville Speedway, trying to make a move on the outside, but it's getting very dusty, and Warren really testing that outside groove that time. I was hoping he wasn't headed for the Jersey barrier. He was, but somehow was able to save it. A lot different than Demolition Derby, but you don't want to play Demolition Derby with a Jersey barrier because that car will lose.
And especially at the high speeds that they're generating on this speedway.
Two laps to go this time by, and Dave Murdick starting to stretch out that lead to about 10 car lengths over Rex King Jr. And they put about 15 car lengths between them and third place runner Brad Rapp.
And back about another 10 car lengths is Joe Kubenik and Bob Warren kicking up a rooster tail coming through 3 and 4.
Leaders have taken the white flag and they'll work their way off of turn number 2 and down the backstretch. And as I say that, Rex King gets a little bit of a run, closes the gap down to about 5 car lengths, hits another rut, bounces off to the right, bounces back to left, gathers it back in. But in for the win here in heat race number 2, it's going to be Dave Murdick. Rex King Jr. will come home in second. Brad Rapp in third. Joe Kubunik, who led most of this heat race, will come home fourth. And it is Bob Warren rounding out the field here in heat race number 2. Heat race number 3 will line up like this. The winner, the last time out from Ransomville up at Erie Speedway, Rick Rittner. And alongside him out of Slippery Rock, it's Randy Cronister. Row number 2 from Southington, Ohio, nearby Southington, Ohio, it's Jim Racy. And from Polk, Pennsylvania, it's Jeremiah Schengeldecker. Row number 3 on the inside out of Butler, it's Mike Turner. And alongside of him from Franklin, it's Kevin Hoffman. And rounding out the field, it's Tommy Maddox from Franklin and Eric Gabaney from Mercer.
We've got a little crossover on the lineup. Cronister decided to go to the tail, so guys have gotten a little crisscrossed here.
Well, third and final heat race for the BRP Modified Tour here at Expo. Here they come off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. Rickner will show the way off in the turn number one. One car slowing in the back of the pack, and that is Randy Chronister. He gathers it back in. We're cleaning green. Here comes Jeremiah Shingledecker, closing in on Jim Racy as they head off in turn number three.
And Jim's looking pretty good for his first night out with the Modified this year. He's been racing a late model all year so far.
Oh, tough break. Mike Turner there as one of the drivers tried to make an inside move. They collided, went up and over Turner's car, and Turner slammed hard into the Ute tires. I did not see who the car was. They were trying to make an inside pass and went up and over that left front and slammed hard into those Ute tires. And that's like a Pinto against a Sherman tank. The Pinto is going to lose.
I think the other car involved might have been Eric Gabaney. He was limping down the front straightaway, and I do not see him coming through turn two here, so he may have gone pit side.
Well, this is such a big track, and we want to thank the folks at Expo and the Trumbull County Fair for allowing us to be out here this evening. The booth here, the window is cut to the point where Lou and I are taking half the track on one side. I got the other half of the track on this side. So we're trying to cover 5/8 of a mile with two people here. And a reminder, Area Auto Racing News, fine publication, Lenny Sammons and the gang down there. Lou has his weekly column in, and you can check it out each and every week during the racing season, taking care of Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio. And for those of you who just might enjoy the IZOD IndyCar Series or some open-wheel asphalt racing. Of course, I know back in the day, Jennerstown was a big hub for the open-wheel asphalt and the super modifieds. Don't forget to visit our sister site, openwheeltoday.com, for all of your open-wheel asphalt racing. And if you have never seen a super modified race before, do yourself a favor, check it out sometime. Now, I admit I have not been to the Steel Palace known as Oswego. I will get there one of these days, but if you have not seen those super modifieds in person, wow.
Oswego.
Do they ever fly?
That's quite a sight to see them racing around. That's a 5/8 mile speedway with boilerplate walls, and boy, is it loud at Oswego.
Mercer, Saturday, August 17th, we will be there for another broadcast. Cannot wait. And then Tuesday, the Lou Blaney Memorial on Tuesday, August 20th at Sharon Speedway. So those are some upcoming dates for the BRP Modified Tour. Again, themodifiedtour.com is that website.
Really looking forward to that date at Mercer Raceway Park. The small block drivers really get juiced up for that one. And, there has never been a Mercer regular small block driver to defeat the big blocks in the showdown.
Way they're going this year, may be the year.
Could happen.
The auto technician, Ricky Rickner, takes them off of turn number four, and the green flag is back out. Jeremiah Shingledecker, hard on the gas, drives down deep in that number one corner. He'll take over that number two spot. Jim Racy sitting right there in second. Shingledecker now looking for the lead. Side by side, they're on even terms down to that number three corner. Give it to Shingledecker as he works his way down to that number three corner.
Rickner's not giving up, though. He tucks in behind Shingledecker and turns underneath him coming off of turn four.
Great battle for the lead, but also great battle for second at the moment between Jim Racy and Kevin Hoffman as they hustle through one and two. Rickner retakes the lead from Shingledecker off of turn number two.
You know, we need to give a congratulatory note to Kevin and Martha Hoffman, who recently married.
Congratulations and many happy years ahead of them as he battles for that third position right now.
Rickner's now stretched out about a four-car length lead over Jeremiah entering turn three. About 10 or 12 car lengths back, we have Jim Racy and then Kevin Hoffman. And it looks like Tom Maddox holding down the fifth spot.
Tommy Maddox there holding down that number five spot at the present time. He's a biomedical clinical engineer by trade. 15 years now he's been racing the modifieds. As back up front, Rick Rickner working his way through turns three and four, starts to stretch out his lead even further now by about 10 car lengths over Jeremiah Shingledecker. And then it's the distance back to the third spot of Jim Racy, who's still being hounded by Kevin Hoffman.
Coming off the corner now, we've got Hoffman closing in on Racy, and Maddox about half a straightaway back holding down the fifth spot.
Two laps to go this time by. Two laps to go as our leaders have stretched out their advantage over third place. And that's right now the battle on the track with Jim Racy and Kevin Hoffman as they work their way through turns one and two.
Now we've got Reckner coming up on Randy Chronister to put him a lap down. It's going to be close coming off of turn four here.
Off of turn four, the white flag is Randy Chronister wisely moves up to the high side, gets out of the racing groove, and Reckner will take it down to the low side. Works his way off of turn number two and down the back stretch for the final time. 15-car length lead over Jeremiah Schindeldecker here at Expo Raceway.
And boy, they've really put a lot of distance between Schindeldecker and Racy now.
And the checker flag is out. Rick Reckner, your winner here in heat race number three. Jeremiah Schindeldecker second, Jim Racy third, Kevin Hoffman fourth, Tommy Maddox fifth, and Randy Chronister will round out the field. So all three heat race winners have come from the inside row. Chris Haynes and Rick Reckner, both on the pole, and in heat race number two, it was Dave Murdick. Well, that concludes our heat races, and our heat race lineups brought to you by Rod End Supply. At Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them. We'll take a break and be back with tonight's 30-lap big block modified feature from Expo right after this. Championship race teams like Donnie Schatz depend on quality parts to make it through a season. That's why they and other champions rely on Rod Ends from Rod End Supply.
Hi, this is Bob Douglas, and for 23 years, we have been delivering the best quality rod ends on the market with on-time deliveries and customer service second to none. And this philosophy will continue.
To learn more about Rod End Supply, call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902 or visit them online at rodendsupply.com. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. Back here at the Expo Raceway along with Lou Long, I'm Sean Wood. Glad to have you with us here on the BRP Modified Tour. Time to go feature racing. 30 laps. Here is tonight's starting lineup. He was the heat race winner in heat race number two. He has one career win here at Expo and BRP action. And fourth in the points, Dave Murdick out of Butler. Alongside of him on the outside of row number one, the latest winner in the BRP Modified Tour of Erie's last Sunday from Niagara Falls, New York. And the winner from heat race number three, he's tied for fifth in the points, Ricky Reckner. Row number two on the inside, Al Polk, Pennsylvania. Six career BRP Modified Tour wins. Tied for fifth in the points at Jeremiah Schindeldecker. And alongside of him, also tied for fifth in the points, out of Bristolville, how they call him Cooter, Rex King Jr. Moving back to row number three on the inside, winner from heat race number one out of Sandy Lake, Pennsylvania, it's Chris Haynes. Alongside of him, out of Lockport, New York, Joe Kubunik. Row number four out of Shippensville, it is Brad Rapp. Alongside of him, out of Lewiston, New York, Randy Chrysler. Row number three, he is currently third in the BRP Modified points from Portageville, New York, Ron Cartwright Jr. Alongside of him, second in the BRP Modified points from Franklin, it's Kevin Hoffman. The current points leader for the BRP Modified Tour starts on the inside of row number three from Sanborn, New York, and that is Chad Brockman. Brockman winning the season opener at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Alongside of Chad, outside of row number six from Southington, Ohio, Jim Racy. Rolling off on the inside of row number seven, tied for 10th in the points from Grove City, it's Steve Barr. And alongside of him last year's Rookie of the Year, it's Bob Warner from Slippery Rock, that Rookie of the Year last year happening at Lernerville. Row number eight, Tommy Maddox out of Franklin. The outside of row number eight, 17 career wins in the BRP Modified Tour, eighth in the standings, and two-time winner here at Expo, Rex King Sr. out of Bristolville, Ohio. Row number nine, Randy Chronister out of Slippery Rock and Mark Frankhauser out of Altoona. Eric Baney out of Mercer on the inside of row number 10. And the only Ford in the field, Rick Ryder out of Hubbard, Ohio. And row 11, Mike Turner out of Butler, who had some problems in his heat race. He's tied for 10th of the points. And Don Brown out of Harmony, Pennsylvania.
And we do have Dylan Barr out on the track, Sean. Okay. He got his car fixed after flipping in the hot lap session. Dylan's going to start last in the field.
And it looks like Steve Barr also going to the back of the pack. 30-lap big block modified feature about to get underway. Here they come off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. And it's a scramble down to that number one corner. Pole sitter Dave Murdick shows the way. Here they come off of turn number two. Rick Reckner now working to the inside. Chris Haynes is up into third. One driver slow. It's Joe Kubinik. And we'll see if we go caution or not as he's rolling down the backstretch very, very slowly as lap number one is in the books. And Kubinik now finally getting the car back under power as we have one lap in the books here of our scheduled 30.
And Cooter King is starting to put some pressure on Dave Murdoch. Cooter slipped up there into the second spot going down the backstretch on the first lap.
Yellow on the track here on lap number two as Joe Kubinik slows to a stop in the start zone off of turn number four. And that brings out a first caution here on the second lap of the feature. Well, he got off to a slow start and then slowed down dramatically in the backstretch. Then he was able to look like a jump back into gear, but then he came through three and four and slowed to a stop. We have had a little issue with the track and the rain from the other evening and the amount of rain that this part of the area had. So the track crew going out there doing a fine job getting the dust to settle down. And with any dirt track across the country, especially when you have heavy rains the night before and you don't have racing, you're going to end up having a situation where you're going to have a lot of dust. So with safety in mind, the track crew went out and have got the track back into very good racing condition. And I think we're going to have a heck of a 30-lap feature event here.
The track is also very soft from that heavy rain yesterday, Sean. And when they did the track prep, they did blade some of the rough spots out of the surface. So we've got a nice smooth surface right now. But as these modifieds thunder around the big track, we're going to have to see how well the track holds up. You know, are they going to cut a rut in turn three or something like that? We just have to see how it goes.
And we also should point out that at this particular racetrack, one of the very few probably left in the country that doesn't have lights, we're racing up against Mother Nature, and she is casting shadows through turns three and four and down the backstretch all the way to the exit of turn number two, but the front stretch is still being baked when we can see our flagmen, even with their sunglasses on, having to shield their eyes to make sure that they see the cars coming out of turn number four.
Yeah, and that's got to play some havoc for the drivers too, you know, because they've got bright sunlight on the front stretch here, but when they come off of turn two, they're racing into shadows, and we still have enough daylight. That's not the issue, but it's just the contrast, what they're going to see as they're racing around this big oval.
Even our broadcast position, which is directly across from a very unusual placement from the start-finish line, we are about almost maybe 50 to 75 feet up off the ground, and we have a great view, but it's we can see the angle of the sun now starting to come into the broadcast booth. We are down towards the turn one side of the booth. And interesting to note, Lou, looks like we have a double file restart now. They had, reading the rules this year for the BRP Modified Tour, they are going to a Delaware file start, which is the leader out by himself, then 2x2 after that.
Yeah, I think they just haven't made their election yet as to how row two is going to line up. It looks like Cooter might be taking the outside, which is a little bit unusual here.
Well, Dave Murdoch is your race leader. Rex King Jr. is second. Chris Haynes is third. Rick Rickney fourth. Jeremiah Schingeldecker fifth. Randy Chrysler sixth. Brad Rapp seventh. Chad Brockman eighth. Two car of Ronnie Cartwright Jr. ninth at the present time.
And just as you say that, Sean, Cooter King did slip to the inside. So for the Delaware restart, he's taking the inside line. That puts Chris Haynes on the outside. Rick Rickner on the inside in row three. Jeremiah Schingeldecker sitting in the fifth position on the outside of row number three.
They come off of turn number four. The green flag is out, and Murdoch jumps out to about a three-car length lead as they shuffle off down to that number one corner. Rex King running right now, Junior running in second. Then it's Chris Haynes in third, Schingeldecker fourth, Brad Rapp in fifth.
And we still have Davey Murdoch stretching out a little bit of a lead. He's got four car lengths advantage as they come off of turn number four. Cooter King running in second.
As they sweep their way off of turn four and down the front stretch, top six remain the same. Chad Brockman now looking to the outside. First driver to really check the outside as Randy Chrysler makes a move underneath Rick Rickner. He's going to bring Brockman with him, and they're going to move up in the battle for that sixth position.
It's interesting. We've got that cluster of New York drivers running all there in position. Behind them is Ronnie Cartwright.
And again, Brockman swings high, wide, and handsome to the outside, trying to get around Randy Chrysler. Diamonds it off through turns one and two. Can't make the pass happen as our race leaders continue to stretch out. Dave Burdick working his way off of turn number four, but right there in tow in the tire tracks is Rex King Jr.
You know, I'm not surprised with Chad Brockman's performance here tonight, Sean. He loves Rolling Wheels Raceway, and this is a big, fast track, just like Rolling Wheels, and he's got that car rolling around the speedway pretty good right now.
Well, I will say one thing. The dust that we had earlier in the evening has all but disappeared right now. A few little burps here and there as a couple cars get tangled up but gather it back in. We stay clean and green here. One other thing we do not have is a lap counter here at the racetrack. But we can tell you that right now, Dave Burdick still shows the way. Rex King is about five car lengths back in second, then is 10 car lengths back to a good battle between Chris Haynes and Jeremiah Schindeldecker. That's the battle for third. Schindeldecker is fourth. Fifth is Brad Rapp. Sixth, Randy Chrysler. Seventh, Chad Brockman. Rick Rickney, eighth. Rex King Sr. ninth, and Jim Racy now rounds out the top 10.
Well, now things are going to get interesting because Dave Murdoch has just put the first car a lap down. That's Randy Chronister, who did go to the outside and let Dave go by. But it's going to be a little tougher here in the coming laps because these guys aren't just going to move right over for Dave.
No, and he'll work his way up now to the 96 of Mike Turner, who had an unfortunate incident in his heat race. And as they do that, they'll get the move-over flag. And nice gesture by Mike getting up to the high side of the track here as the leaders come hustling by the front stretch and work their way down to that number one corner.
Well, Dave Murdoch now has about an 8-car length lead over Cooter as they enter turn number three. Some distance back, we have
Chris Haynes
and Jeremiah Schindeldecker stalking him.
So that battle continues to heat up, and behind them, Brad Rapp, Randy Chrysler, and Chad Brockman are in a good battle for fifth as our racers, lead racers now get in the lap traffic, and as they do, here comes Rex King Jr. He has closed the gap. He's within two car lengths as Murdoch is hung up behind two lap cars. He looks to the outside, King to the low side, off of turn number four. They nearly touch down the front stretch. They're going to try to split. No, King's going to go to the inside. Holds on to the position. He is your new race leader. Back comes Murdoch on the outside.
They're side by side
on even terms. And it's Dave Murdoch getting a bit of a run down the backstretch into that number three corner. They're coming up on Joe Kubunik.
Well, if anybody is going to be a fan favorite here at Expo, it's going to be either Rex Sr. or Rex Jr.
And while that's happening, Chris Haynes is pulled away from Jeremiah Schindeldecker. He wants to join the fray as Kubunik now holding up our race leader and looking to the outside is Rex King Jr.
Well, now we have Dave Murdoch slinging to the outside of Joe Kubunik to put him a lap down. Rex King is trying to figure out which one of them is going to come off the corner a little faster.
And as he does, Chris Haynes dives down to his inside. And Chris Haynes now works his way to the low side of Rex King Jr., but Cooter, with the momentum, holds on to that number two spot, but he's lost about 10 car lengths to Dave Murdoch, who's coming up on four-lap traffic, working the low groove through three and four.
You know, Chris Haynes is really running well. He had a good run at Erie's on Sunday, and he's backing that up with a good showing here at Expo tonight, but we've got a car coming to a stop outside in turn number two. That's Jim Racy. Pulling to a stop, we're going to have a yellow.
So Jim Racy pulling to a stop off of turn number two. It was running up in the top 10 at the present time, our second caution of the evening.
And that was on lap number 13 that Jimmy brought out the yellow. Jim Racy making his first start of the year with the big block modified. He had set his sights on getting the car ready for this show. Southington is right outside of Cortland. And he did make that, but the car's not quite performing up to snuff here in the feature event.
So the safety crew over to check on him and get the car pushed aside.
Now we'll have a clean track for Dave and Rex Jr. to go do battle on. So it'll be interesting to see whether Cooter can mount an attack here before they get back to lap traffic.
And now the sun is coming into play in the broadcast booth here because of the outside. But again, boy, what a beautiful view from up top here at the press box as the sun setting in the west, now casting a lot more shadows. All but a portion of the front stretch and turn one and two are in the sunlight right now. Looks like they're trying to get the drivers in line. It looks as though the flagman has his green flag furled in hand.
And the track really is holding up well here for the drivers.
Yes.
There has not been a speck of dust here in the feature event so far. And let's touch wood and hope that remains the case this could be a really exciting finish here.
Here they come off of turn number four. The green flag is back out in the air, and Dave Burdick once again showed the way. Shingledecker now looking to the outside of Rex King. He's gotten around. Well, we're missing Chris Haynes. Wow, that was I didn't see that happen.
Yeah, he must have slipped off the track while
and
we weren't paying
Rex
attention.
Rex King Sr. is all the way at the back of the pack.
Well, he made a pit stop, Sean, and he just came out turn two just as we were getting ready to go green.
So Chris Haynes apparently slipping out under the radar, and neither one of us were able to catch that. We apologize. Dave Murdoch, your race leader. Rex King Jr. in second. Jeremiah Shingledecker in third, Randy Chrysler fourth, and Brad Rapp is fifth. As we get to halfway to go this time by 15 down, 15 to go for the BRP Modified Tour here at Expo.
And it looks like Dave Murdoch is starting to stretch out that lead a little bit on Cooter King. We've got a car smoking going into turn number one. I didn't see who that was, Sean.
Ronnie Cartwright Jr. And he will not be able to make it off the track, and so we'll have to go to another yellow flag. That's the third here, right at the halfway mark of this race. He's a supervisor for his father. His dad said he does a heck of a job on the job each and every day. So
they're good guys. They sized up the modified tour for a couple of seasons before deciding to make the commitment to come down here and race all the shows, and he's a good addition to the series. Ron's another one of those small block drivers from the Western New York area.
You know, this also, and I wanted to look back in my notes and see if this track has been on it. Yes, you know, this track also reminds me of, although the grandstand's on the other side, Little Valley, up in New York. In somewhat an old-time fairgrounds type deal, the modified tour, four races, and Ron Smoker Sr. Picking up two wins up there in the BRP modified tour. But yeah, in ways it does remind me of those old-time fair type of racetracks, although I think that track up there might be as fast, maybe a little faster.
I think it may be faster, and one thing's for sure, The straightaways at Little Valley are longer, and the turns are tighter. The turns are a little more sweeping here at Expo. It's been a number of years since the track ran a regular weekly program. We mentioned that the King family is literally in the backyard of Expo Speedway, and Rex and his family promoted here back in the 90s, and that was the last time when the track ran a weekly program.
Just a reminder that you can find out the latest happenings, point standings, plus where they'll be racing next, including Wayne County Speedway next Friday night, themodifiedtour.com. That's the BRP Modified Tour website, themodifiedtour.com. Tonight's race brought to you in part by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions, and by Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them. They race about to go back to green here at Expo, and we are under green, and boy, then they shuffle. Brad Rapp, a great run to the inside.
Yes, he's moved up to the third position now and brought Chad Brockman with him. We're three wide coming off of turn number two. Randy Chrysler was the meat in the sandwich. Jeremiah Shingledecker was on the outside. They all made it through the corner.
Rex King now, Jr., trying to make his way towards the front, with Dave Burdick holding on there, but he's not able to get to him once they get back to racing after a restart. Two car lengths separate them. It's eight back to the soon-to-be Dr. Brad Rapp. Chad Brockman running there in fourth, and Jeremiah Shingledecker rounding out the top five.
You know, we have to give a call out here to Steve Barr. Steve started last in the field in this race, and he's looks like he's hovering right outside the top 10 right now. And, in fact, I think he may have cracked the top 10.
He has. He is ninth, and Kevin Hoffman is your 10th place runner. And here comes Rex King trying to make a move under Hoffman as Dave Murdoch clicks off another lap with Cooter King right behind him as they go sailing off into turn number one.
Yeah, that caution really helped Rex Sr., brought the field back together, and now he's on the move.
A little bit of smoke out of Rex Ryder's car. That's a Ford-powered small block in that machine as they come off of turn number four and complete another lap. Five car lengths now between Dave Murdoch and Rex King Jr. as they sweep through turns one and two. And it's getting a little bit of whoopee-doos out there right now. Brad Rapp running in third, Chad Brockman fourth, and Jeremiah Schingeldecker fifth.
Steve Barr's up to eighth and charging.
Will he have enough time? 10 to go. We're looking like we're up to lap number 20 unofficially right now. As Rex King and Dave Murdoch, our race leader, the difference between the two has settled to about six car lengths as the 96B of Bob Warren pulls off the track here on the front stretch. Right now the car is single file around this big 5/8 mile facility. Whoa, and Steve Barr slowing down here on the front stretch. Barr slowing down, looks like he may have a tire going down as he is headed pit side. So our eighth place runner, Steve Barr, who had a great run going, goes pit side while our leaders continue to click off the laps. Again, we have no lap counter, so we don't know where we are at the present time on laps, but we know they're winding down, and as they are winding down, Dave Murdoch is pulling away from Rex King Jr. off of turn at number four. Third place right now, still Brad Rapp. Chad Brockman, the points leader, runs in fourth, and Jeremiah Schingeldecker in fifth.
I just took a peek over the scorer's shoulder. I think we're coming up on lap 24 here.
So we have six left to go as one car slowing on the backstretch, and that would be Don Brown. But he continues on as we'll look like we'll get the five to go next time by. And Brown now looks like he's going to be heading towards the pits as attrition's starting to set in late here in this three-lap feature event. Five to go. We're getting the signal this time by. Five to go for Dave Murdoch, who is looking to join Rex King as the only two-time winner here at Expo in this being race number six for the BRP Modified Tour.
And Dave's a former champion on the Modified Tour. Certainly doing a good job stretching things
out.
Whoa,
he just hit a rut, and that front end just kicked out like a mule to the right, and he somehow gathered the back in. He now has a straightaway lead, and problems for second place. Rex King Jr., he has slowed to a stop off of turn number four. Caution will come out on lap number 26.
That'll disappoint the partisan crowd here at Expo.
Wow, all of a sudden I just started to see him just slow down and went to the outside, which now moves Brad Rapp into second. Wow, a shredded right rear tire for Rex King Jr. Under caution here with approximately four laps to go. Dave Murdoch is your race leader. Brad Rapp running in second. Third is Chad Brockman. Fourth, Jeremiah Schingeldecker. And we will hold it right there as Randy Chrysler slowing on the front stretch and coming to a stop and talking to the track officials. So we'll just hold it at the top four for the present time. Four laps to go in tonight's 30-lap BRP Modified Tour feature event.
Question is now, does Brad Rapp have anything for Dave Murdoch?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I thought Steve Barr was going to have something for a number of people, but he went pit side, and then Cooter King with the right rear shredding, which that, you know, as I wonder what kind of compound they had on, because this track seemed like it's very soft. And
well, you know, Sean, it may have just pulled itself right off the rim.
Yeah, from our vantage point, it does not look like there is any tire wear.
No, and the surface has not taken any rubber at all.
was the next thing I was looking at. There's no rubber.
Yeah, my guess is that either it just was a matter of pulling the bead right off the wheel, or maybe he caught a rut that we missed.
And I wonder, no, he was on the outside. I don't think he even touched anybody, because there was that one time he went down low. I don't think they touched, so, you know, just maybe, like you said, it may have pulled it right off the bead. Well, here is an interesting situation. Now you have the current points leader of the BRP Modified Tour, Chad Brockman, now running, who, depending on which way Brad Rapp goes, he could either be on the outside or the inside, and he's running right there in the top five.
And we've got Jeremiah Schindeldecker also up there in the top five. He's run a consistent race.
Flagman has the green flag furled in his hand, and we'll go racing next time by. And
Rapp took the outside line, so this will be an interesting,
very interesting,
interesting restart here.
Well, when we go back and look at it, you had Rex King on the rear bumper of Dave Murdoch, but it's a couple laps into the run, Murdoch would begin to pull away. Now you have Chad Brockman, you have Jeremiah Schindeldecker, you have the Eries winner Ricky Rickner. It's right now with four laps to go. I think it might be anybody's ball game. They come off of turn four, hits the start zone, drop the hammer. The green flag is out. Rapp and Brockman now will look to go to the inside through turns one and two. It's Brockman getting the way three wide off of that number two corner. Here they come. They're all chasing Dave Murdoch down the backstretch. I wonder, does he have a small block in it?
Well, Dave has a smaller big block. It's not quite the 467.
Oh, right. Look out. Two cars get together. Eric Kamani and Chad Brockman. Brockman somehow kept it going before that's hitting the points.
Eric Kamani came to life after that restart. He's now running second. He came from about fifth or sixth, I believe.
As they come off of turn number four, two to go this time by for Dave Murdoch.
And don't look now, but Rex King Sr.'s cracked the top five.
Oh, problems for Kamani. He has a problem with the right front tire. He slows to the high side. Schindeldecker, as Kamani goes through the pits. Schindeldecker now sitting in third behind Brad Rapp, but it is all Dave Murdoch out of Butler looking for his second career win here at Expo. Swings it down through that number one corner, hugs the inside line, points it off of turn number two, hits the back stretch for the final time. He has more than a straightaway lead over Brad Rapp in second, and Schindeldecker running in third. Coming off of turn number four, for the seventh time in his career, Dave Murdoch will pick up a BRP Modified Tour win, second here at Expo. At the line for second, Brad Rapp, Jeremiah Schindeldecker third, Rex King Sr. fourth, Ricky Rickner fifth, sixth will be Kevin Hoffman, seventh, Chad Brockman, and we will hold it right there in terms of the rest of the rundown, which we will get for you here in just a minute. But Dave Murdoch, a clinic from the opening lap to the final checker, wins here at the Expo Raceway here in Trumbull County.
Yeah, Dave Murdoch just turned in a very solid performance here. He hit his marks all the way through the event, and he stopped here on the front stretch. He's getting ready to climb out of the car. Brad Rapp is pulled up behind him, Jeremiah Schindeldecker as well. It looks like Chad Brockman's a little bit unhappy. He may be exchanging some words with Schindeldecker down there. We didn't see what all happened between the two of them.
I honestly couldn't tell. And Dave Murdoch, a happy guy, jumps up on the roof, pumps his fist in the air. And Dave Murdoch, your winner tonight here at the Expo Raceway. We'll take a break and come back. We'll hear from our top three right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks, has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Back here at Expo Raceway from start to finish. Dave Murdoch dominated this race, and I've got to wonder, what engine did you have underneath that car? Because it seemed at times you could pull away from Cooter King with ease.
Well, it's not really that big. It's only 440 cubes. It's our small motor, actually, but it's a big block, but it's 440 cubes.
We went through a lot of different conditions tonight, very dusty track in the beginning, and then, of course, a lot of track work to get it safe for the racers. What kind of concerns did you have after your heat race?
Well, we thought, you know, the heat race, we went pretty good for starting fifth and won the heat. But then when they watered it, we really didn't figure it would ever get that heavy. So we really didn't set up for that heavy track. But, you know, got to give them credit because we were afraid it was going to all be dusty. So.
Well, as we mentioned, you dominated from the drop of the green flag to the checkered flag. Take us through the night, and how do you feel that you were able to dominate such a very talented BRP modified tour field here this evening at Expo Raceway?
Well, first and foremost, it comes down to the crew. You know, without them, I surely couldn't do it. Of course, our motor's built by Dunk's Competition Engines. He's been building motors for forever. So without those two, we surely couldn't do it. But as far as chassis setup, I got to give Troyer, we've been struggling with this car, and we took it up to Troyer's last weekend, and we shot down to Sharon just in time from the rain out. Actually, 2 weekends ago, I guess, then. So, but it's been really good. We got it back from them, went up to Erie's, and we actually, doesn't sound that great. We got a sixth, but we started 15th, pretty dusty conditions. So we're pretty happy to get that and then come out here. So I think Billy got us on the right way, too.
And as far as the second half of the season, what kind of plans do you guys have?
We're just going to stay around home. I mean, it'd be nice to travel, but we're just not set up for that. And so we're just going to stay around home, run the BRP, and see what happens.
Well, Dave, congratulations on a fantastic run for you tonight, and now you join Rex King as a two-time winner here at Expo Raceway.
Yeah, that's kind of funny because I can remember coming down here when they ran weekly, and I was in the back all the time. So it's they finally come down here and get some wins. It's kind of nice.
With tonight's second place finisher, Brad Rapp, and soon to be a doctor, a physical therapy. Well, you did a little carving through the field tonight and had a heck of a battle there with Jeremiah Shingledecker. Talk about this race for you tonight and later on the battles you had in moving your way up into the top three finish.
Well, we started about mid-pack somewhere, and the track actually had a lot of bite in it compared to the heat race. The track crew did a pretty good job getting it run in and getting some good bite in the track. We were able to make some move on the restarts. We made up a lot of ground there. That helped a lot. The car, we kind of missed the setup a little bit, and it was a little too soft, and we missed the gear a little bit, but, you know, you just had to kind of hang on and put the pedal to the floor a little bit and make what you had work.
So far, how's 2013 been for you?
We're not doing bad this year. We've had some good top five runs, but we haven't pulled out a win yet, so we're still looking for a win this year. But, you know, overall, I'm pretty happy with how we've done. We've had a few bad nights, but for the most part, we're running in the top five, so you can't complain.
What's the rest of the season look like for you guys in terms of your schedule?
Well, we're going to continue to follow the BRP Tour races, the few that they have left, and we're going to run weekly at Lernerville and hit or miss at Sharon. They have a few shows coming up, so we're going to hit those. And I'd like to get up to New York a little bit at the end of the season, hit a few shows in the Southern Tier area maybe, and you know, just try something different.
With tonight's third place finisher, Jeremiah Shingledecker, while you've had a great battle there early on with Chris Haynes, and then we were just talking with second place finisher Brad Rapp, another good run with him. Tell us about your night.
All in all, it was a pretty good night. It started out a little sketchy with the track being dusty, and they got those conditions under control, and then it got a little rough the other way. We just had a little motor in the car tonight, and the restarts hurt us. We were pretty good under some green laps. You know, we could get a couple of cars back, but we would lose it on the restarts. And there towards the end of the race, we actually had run out of tear-offs because we didn't realize it was going to be heavy. And so I used all those up. So I was trying to be cautious what I was doing with riding behind cars. But, yeah, you know, Brad had a good run. You know, Dave Murdoch, he had an excellent run. He wasn't even in the same straight away, I don't think. But
as 2013 goes, how's the season been?
It's not been too bad. We've had a lot of top fives, one win. All in all, it's been pretty good. We haven't had any major issues. We're kind of working slow. The competition in the modifieds around here has grown a lot in the last couple of years. I mean, the top 10 cars, any of them can win a race at any night. So just to even win one is good. You always want to win more, of course. But
as far as the remainder of the season goes, what kind of plans do you guys have?
We're hoping to be able to make it down to the World Finals. I mean, we're geared up for that. As long as everything still goes through, you know, we'll be there. We'll hit maybe a couple other races. We'd like to go up to New York once in a while. We always say that's something we talk about every year, and then actually finding the time when all your equipment's in good shape to do it. Those guys are really competitive up there, so hopefully all that works out well.
Again, Dave Murdoch, your winner tonight, second career win here at Expo, leading all 30 laps. Lou, your final thoughts on tonight's BRP Modified Tour stop here at the Expo Raceway.
Well, things were exciting from second place on back, and we had a lot of position changes, some mechanical problems, tire problems that changed the running order. Brad Rapp came on up there. Jeremiah Shingledecker ran a steady race for third. And Rex King, the man knows the track, this track like the back of his hand, and he showed that by coming all the way back up to fourth in the final finish here.
Here is tonight's 30-lap feature rundown. Again, your winner, Dave Murdoch. Brad Rapp was second. Jeremiah Shingledecker, third. Rex King, senior, fourth. Ricky Rickner, fifth. Kevin Hoffman, sixth. Chad Brockman, seventh. Mark Frankhauser, eighth. Joe Kubunik, ninth. And Eric Gambani rounds out the top 10. Rick Ryder was 11th, Randy Cronister 12th, Randy Chrysler 13th, Rex King Jr. 14th, and Steve Barr 15th. Don Brown 16th, Bob Warren 17th, Tommy Maddox 18th, Ron Cartwright Jr. 19th, and Chris Haynes 20th. Jim Racy 21st, Mike Turner 22nd, Dylan Barr 23rd, and Steve Fetter 24th. Our next broadcast for the BRP Modified Tour comes your way on Monday night, August the 19th at 8:30, as we will be out at the Mercer Raceway Park on the 17th to tape the broadcast. And don't forget, this coming Friday night at the Wayne County Speedway in Oroville, Ohio, it's round number 4 of the 2013 BRP Modified Tour. Again, Dave Murdoch leads all 30 laps in tonight's feature event win. Congratulations to him and the Murdoch team. For Lou Long, I'm Sean Wood. Thanks to everybody at Expo Raceway for having us tonight and to the BRP Tour for allowing us this great opportunity to bring you big block modified racing here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Until we meet again, I'm Sean Wood. Good night, everybody. Tonight's broadcast of the BRP Modified Tour at the Expo Speedway at the Trumbull County Fairgrounds is brought to you by Rod End Supply. At Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them. And by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.